you like paper or plastic today?
Not only are shoppers contemplating this question, so are governments around the world, because plastic bag use has exploded. An estimated 100 billion plastic bags are thrown away in the U.S. every year. But studies show paper bags have drawbacks, too.
The negatives of paper are it takes a little bit more energy, it takes more water to produce. But you're so much more likely to recycle your paper bag than you are your plastic bag because you don't need to go to some special plastic bag recycling center or bin.
Denise Robbins is with Media Matters of Washington, D.C. She says paper not only is easily recyclable, it's compostable too, whereas plastic...
It doesn't really ever fully break down. It just degrades into smaller and smaller pieces and finds its way into fish's stomachs and seabird's stomachs. And you just don't see that sort of thing happening with paper waste.
More to the point, in landlocked Washtenaw County, plastic film is creating huge headaches for our two recycling facilities, where it winds around the gears and shuts down operations for hours each day. I'm with Phil Bollier, general manager of the Western Washtenaw Recycling Authority.
Those plastic bags just get in there and just tie up in the knots.
His workers try to snatch out the bags by hand before they can gum up the gears, but there's just too many. So they must climb up into the enormous machines and cut them out.
And when you try to stand on those rubber discs, the shafts want to turn and the guys are sliding down as they're trying to cut. And it's just a nightmare.
He says it can be dangerous.
When you got an X-Acto knife in there with a razor blade in it and you're trying to stand in there and go from disc to disc to disc to try to cut these things out, it can be dangerous. The one guy, he was cutting it and put 8 stitches in his leg because he slipped.
Bollier says to top it all off, he can't sell the plastic to recyclers. It's too dirty. So he has to pay to landfill it. And if any of it accidentally gets into the bales of material sent to processors, he's in trouble.
And if they reject a load that's got a lot of plastic bags and stuff in it, they charge you back $3,000.
Between low commodity prices and the increase in plastic bags, he says municipal recycling operations are struggling.
I sat down and looked at the numbers the other day, and we're going to probably make $150,000 less than we did last year.
Noel Bowman is Solid Waste Program Specialist with Washtenaw County. For the Board of Commissioners, she's analyzed what plastic bags are costing the county's two recycling facilities.
A very conservative estimate is around $220,000 a year. That includes labor and damage to equipment, also the lack of end markets forcing these recycling facilities to pay to landfill these materials.
And any of the recycling companies that you talk to, I don't care where it is, that's their number one complaint. It's plastic bags.
Muskegon County is poised to become the first community in Michigan with a bag ordinance. Last year, California passed a statewide measure. Hawaii followed soon after. Robin says the bag manufacturers managed to delay California's. It will be decided by referendum next year.
I think that the California ban, for one, has probably really scared them and afraid of it spreading to other states. Which it definitely can if people see what it can look like, that people can live with a plastic bag ban.
Among those opposing bans and fees is Novolex, a leading bag manufacturer. Director of Sustainability Phil Rosinski points to Austin, where thin plastic bags were banned, but not thick ones. This led to a proliferation of thick bags clogging up the system.
We really need to focus on educating people, regardless of the product, the right way to dispose of it if we're going to make a difference. Otherwise, you know, we're going to continue to see these negative impacts.
Bollier says they've tried hard to educate folks not to put plastic bags in single-stream recycle bins.
The articles that we did put in the papers, we did explain to them that, you know, that we do not recycle the plastic bags. They're trash. We have to pay to get rid of them. They're still coming.
What about recycling the bags by taking them to the collection bins at grocery stores? Bowman says,
research shows that anywhere from less than 1% up to 9% is actually recollected at these drop-off points. So even with the stores already doing so, we're still seeing extensive contamination with these bags elsewhere. So it's really not working.
At Novalex, Rosinski says there's a reason the recycling rates are low.
Most people choose to reuse the bags, so what's being recycled is more of what's left rather than what people want to recycle. People would recycle more if they didn't reuse them.
Bowman disagrees. She says the proof is in the proliferation of bags in our environment.
Well, there very well may be a lot of reuse going on, but that's not solving the problem.
Can old bags be made into new bags? Yes, but it's not a one-to-one ratio. According to Novalex, which offers a line of bags with recycled content,
we use about 33% recycled content. That was our average last year. The rest of it is going to be virgin or first-use material.
Turns out a minority of bags are turned into new bags. Most are being shipped overseas. Of those used domestically, over half are used for plastic lumber. Trex is the biggest user.
Our decking boards are 95% recycled content. 50% of that is the plastic bags and plastic film, and then the other 50% is scrap waste wood that we get from flooring and hardwood flooring manufacturers.
That's Stephanie Hicks, Trex spokesperson. She says although some hope compostable plastic bags are the answer, if they accidentally get collected for recycling, it's a big problem for Trex.
Because it would obviously end up causing our boards to degrade, so we don't want that.
I asked if Trex can use the plastic that's gumming up the works at our recycling facilities.
Unfortunately, that's not a film that we can really work with, because once it's been in the curbside bin and been commingled with everything else in the recycling truck and then gotten into the sort lawn and then been strapped to machinery, it is filthy.
Will bans or fees on plastic retail bags eliminate the plastic Trex needs? Hicks says there's lots of other plastics they can use and that currently can go in the recycling collection bins at the stores.
Your overwrap that comes on paper towels and toilet tissue and napkins and diaper packaging, dry cleaning bags, newspaper sleeves, your cereal box liners, the produce bags, bubble wrap, air pillows, salt bags, pellet bags, furniture wrap, electronic wrap. Those are all items that can be included at the grocery store.
If Trex can live without the bags, what about the public? Here's Denise Robbins.
There's a whole lot of other ways we use plastic in our lives. It's hard to get away from, but the easiest thing you can do is just take your reusable bag to the store.
She points to the success of Ireland, where in 2002, plastic bag use was reduced by 90% when a hefty fee was placed on them at checkout. She says it created
a total, complete difference in society that it took them a couple years maybe, but they're pretty much there. It's amazing.
Bowman notes that where reusable bag measures are adopted, plastic bags continue to be sold on the store shelves. It's the freebies at checkout that are the concern.
Single-use consumerism promoting an unsustainable lifestyle in which I think as a community we value getting away from that.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.